In this bulletin, at least one dead and three injured in a United States school shooting, Queensland and New South Wales brace for dangerous fire conditions, and in football, Australia beats Jordan in a World Cup qualifier. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. One person is dead and at least three people have been injured in a shooting at a high school in the United States city of Santa Clarita. Authorities say a student dressed in black is suspected of opening fire at Saugus High School, north of Los Angeles, before he was wounded and arrested. In a tweet, Henry Mayo Newell Hospital says one female has died, while two males are in a critical condition and another is in a good condition. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says the suspect is in custody and being treated at a local hospital. He says police believe only one person was responsible for the shooting, but are investigating and following all leads. Back home, and Queensland firefighters are working to strengthen containment lines as the state braces for severe fire danger levels. The Bureau of Meteorology warns strong dry westerly winds today and over the weekend are likely to make fire conditions more dangerous. Many Queenslanders who were forced to flee their homes because of the bushfires remain unable to return. A total of 36 structures, including 14 homes, have been lost in the Queensland fires so far. Meanwhile, New South Wales is bracing for another day of high bushfire danger, with dangerous weather set to return to parts of the state. Firefighters are still working to contain over 60 blazes burning across the state, with dry, warm and windy weather expected to make their job more difficult. The fires have killed four people in New South Wales, destroyed 300 homes and forced thousands to flee. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has paid tribute to those killed in the fires.
Now, deepest condolences and thoughts go out to the loved ones of Mr. Barry Parsons, who unfortunately was found deceased in Willow Warren, which is northwest of Kempsey. And unfortunately, this brings in total the death of four people because of the recent bushfires.
The voice of Manus Island detainees, Kurdish-Iranian refugee and journalist Behrouz Bouchani, is free after 6 years. Mr. Bouchani was forcibly held in Australia's offshore processing centre in Papua New Guinea, during which time he became a voice for those incarcerated. Despite witnessing a friend being shot, another stabbed, and multiple fellow detainees descended into mental anguish, Mr. Bouchani maintained his duty as a journalist, documenting the reality of Australia's offshore detention. Arriving in New Zealand on a one-month visa, Mr. Bouchani told The Guardian he will never return to PNG or Australia's immigration regime. The police officer charged with 19-year-old Kumanjay Walker's murder has been granted bail and will plead not guilty. The Walpree teenager was fatally shot by Constable Zachary Rolfe in the remote town of Uendamu on Saturday night, when police officers entered his home to arrest him. The shooting has caused widespread protests across the country, with Indigenous communities calling for the police officer to be held to account. Northern Territory Police Commissioner Jamie Chalker is calling for the community to unite in the wake of Constable Rolfe being charged.
Forget the hate. Wrap around one another. Make this territory a far greater place. That's the pathway I'm on. This process is free of political influence. Of that you can be assured. And you may always be assured of that whilst I am at the helm. Please support my people. Please look after one another and help me as I start to rebuild the future of the Northern Territory.
Meanwhile, Walpree Elder Ned Hargraves has thanked all of those involved in nationwide rallies calling for the police officer to be charged. He says the support has been overwhelming and it means a lot to the Walpree community.
We are grateful and we want to say thank you for all those, the communities and who are standing with us and weeping with us. I want to say thank you for that, for all the community and family who are supporting us through this rough time.
In football, the Socceroos remain undefeated in World Cup qualifiers after a 1-0 win away to Jordan in Amman. The only goal of the game came in the 13th minute, scored by Australian... The only goal of the game came in the 13th minute, scored by Australian striker Adam Target, set up by a pass from midfielder Jackson Irvine. Australia is 5 points clear at the top of its group, with 4 wins from 4 games. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 38. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 21. Melbourne, a shower or two, 19. Hobart, possible shower and becoming windy, 16. Canberra, mostly sunny, 25. Wollongong, sunny, 27. Similar conditions in Sydney and 30. Newcastle, also sunny, 32. Brisbane, mostly sunny, also 32. Similar conditions in Cairns and 31. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 36. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.